Okay, let me talk a little bit about cost projections. I'm going to go a little bit faster in the interest of time. The first thing you want to do is you want to estimate your cost of goods sold, and we typically express them as a percentage of sales, but this is the cost that we have just for selling the product. The next thing on the cost side is you got to figure out your expenses, and here are the key categories that you need to think about. You clearly are going to have to pay a rent if you need a property. A lot of companies don't need that today anymore. And typically, you have a trade-off between renting or owning a property. And that's true also for capital equipment. The quick answer is entrepreneurs almost always want to rent, not own. It's going to be sort of, this should be, part of your DNA as an entrepreneur. If I don't need to buy it, let me not buy it. Because typically, we're finance constrained and we just want the service, and so the rent model tends to work better. But you have to calculate your expenses of renting, leasing the equipment. The big one then is labor expenses, and here people just often do the wrong calculation because they only think about salary. You really want to think about benefits, training costs, bonuses, maybe even things like stock options. And the tricky part is whether you as a founder are going to draw a salary. This is not an issue as long as you're a sole proprietor because it's your business, it's yourself. The moment you're going to grow and you're going to take in outside investors, this becomes a huge issue. Basically, entrepreneurs often make the mistake of forgetting to put a founder salary on there, and 5 years into the business, they're still hungry. Other expenses, marketing and sales is a big one, and then legal and administrative type of things as well. The third type of cost category is what it costs you to even get to revenue. And this is really important at the startup stage. Some of these are very mundane setup costs, just to get a bunch of licenses, find the office space, maybe some legal setup costs. But then you sort of want to think about how long is my pre-revenue development phase? If you're having a restaurant, maybe some refurbishing, but within 2 months you're up and running or less. In a biotech, the first 10 years of your company are pre-revenue. So development costs take on a whole different meaning. What are they? A lot of them are employees, so that you actually counted already under expenses, so don't double count. But then there's a bunch of other capital expenditures, and for technology-based companies, protect the cost of, one, licensing in the technology, and then protecting your own technology are very significant development costs. What you typically want to do at this point is develop some kind of a milestone and figure out the timing of when you're going to spend all of these development costs. There are things like taxes. It's not a bad idea to pay your taxes. I highly recommend it. You also want to look into tax credits. Those affect your financial projections. They're very specific to industries and countries and things like that, so I'm not going to talk too much about them. Now, how do we integrate the financial projections? A couple of useful links if you want to use them. Here is the fundamentals. There is a whole bunch of software out there, and on my webpage you can find one of the models that basically allows you to just convert your revenue and cost projections into the standard three financial statements. So you don't really need to know a lot about the accounting. You just use these software. It's not a bad idea that you trust to understand the numbers that they generate. They tend to generate the three statements. The income statement is about establishing the viability and profitability of the business, and that's what the income statement will give you. The cash flow statements is determine your financial needs and monitor the survival of your company. The balance sheet is, in some sense, the financial health or the resilience of the business. How long? How detailed? You typically want to give a minimum of 1 or 2 years. 1 year is absolute minimum, 2 years is probably better. Some businesses, you're going to take a 3 to 5 year horizon. If you want to do a nuclear power plant, you probably should do 50 years. Now, it depends a lot on the industry and the development cycle. The frequency, this is incredibly frustrating. Should I do monthly, quarterly, or yearly? And whatever you do is wrong. So I've seen investor presentations where the presenter shows monthly projections very precise, and the investor says, way too much detail, just give me the yearly stuff. So next time round, same presenter, brings yearly. Somebody said, well, there's no detail here. I mean, give me the details. So whatever you do is wrong. That's a good sort of starting point. The point is you should be prepared in some sense to have all of them. I want to give you one example, though. Here's a cash flow forecast. here's my quarterly cash flow forecast. Looks great. I've got a great business. You know, okay, so my first three quarters are a bit tough. My cash balances go close to zero, but look at the business that I have here. Well, this is a quarterly forecast. Let's look at the monthly forecast. Ooh, it actually turns out that I will never be rich or anything like that, because if I look at the monthly picture, I realize that I'm running out of cash. And by the way, a business that runs out of cash is no business anymore. It's the lifeblood of a company, so cash management is incredibly important. A company that runs out of business does not exist. The way it works is, well, either you know the bank comes after you, or if you have employees, they don't come back on Monday morning because you didn't pay them on Friday afternoon. So this is very important to remember the detail and have, especially for the first year, I recommend that every entrepreneur should have monthly, in some case weekly, financial projections. Because even within a month, you can run out of money in the middle of the month, and that's not good. So two words about cash flow management. I'm going to be very brief here. There is a concept of working capital. This is a bit more of an accounting concept, so I just want to briefly touch upon it. But there's a concept that's really important, that's the cash burn rate, which is at what rate does your company eat up money? And the reality is most companies burn cash, a few companies print cash. That's if you have negative working capital, you're basically receiving the money before you're delivering the services. That's beautiful. It works in some subscription models. Most businesses, especially if you're dealing in physical goods, you first pay the suppliers, and then at some later point, you sell your goods. That's positive working capital. You really have to manage that. So the concept of working capital is something that you can get out of your financial projections. And so as you're doing your planning, this is something to pay attention to. One other thing I'd like to, here's my haiku. Look at that burn rate. When is my fume date? Fume date is basically when you're running out of cash. Pray for Tamo. And you might wonder what Tamo is. So Tamo says, then a miracle occurs. So that's my haiku about. Very briefly, trade credit is an incredibly important concept, and your financial projections will get you towards that. Again, this is going into, I just want to sort of make you aware of the topic of managing cash. Trade credit is something that's often badly managed. In fact, people sometimes use it too much, not too little. And so I have a little table here that you can look at your leisure, but it's the true cost of trade credit. And the answer is sometimes trade credit is more expensive than credit cards. So that's something to be aware of.